Started at the Turaway, North West London. Tzom Gedalia, 3rd of Tishri, 27th of September. Rabbi Mepor Sharf Shlita. Food to refrain from during Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. This week's Turaway has been sponsored L'ilu Nishmas Moraz Peril, Margolis Bas Rabbi Yeshua HaKohen Ole HaSholem, who's Yad Sadeh on Erev Rosh Hashanah.
David Bohm, the Mutsuri Shviz, that Hashem Dalit Tfilet should be answered. The ganze Klal Yisrael, Mam Rochit, Yeshua, is Refuas. Matzmiach Yeshua, the Bohm Shom Ahead from that Alit Tfilet, in ganze Klal Yisrael, in Kitza Akovet, in Rosh Hashem, Be'ez Hashem Shuifu, Shem Mashiach, Bimeo, Bimeo, starting Mamish, the beginning of Aseret Yemei yet, Zweite, Kin Rosh Hashanah, and then we're starting the Yom Finasi Mitshuva. Interesting halacha, the last Simen in Iches Rosh Hashanah, in Simen Tov Resh Gimel, the Mechame bringt, Af mi she'eno nizer mipas shel kutim, be'aseret Mitshuva tzurich lizor. If a person is not makbid during the year to eat pas akim, pas from a goy, from a bakery, be'aseret Mitshuva, a person should be nizer. We know there is Beitzem in Pas Kutim, there is three standard in the Aloch in Simen Kuf Yud Beis in Yeredeh. There is what we call homemade bread, where this is Pas Shel Balabais himself, and of them this is also Menadim. This is not allowed to eat even all year round, even if someone don't have. In various cases, Mamish, somebody under Poskim says in someone Mamish 3 days without any bread, one is allowed to eat Pas Shel Balabais, if a goy who makes it at home. Well, here we're talking about Shel Kutim, we're talking Pas Palter, which we know Pas Palter, I mean from a goyish bakery, who obviously is kosher, from the part of ingredients, from the baking point of view, is ingredients. I think we mentioned already that Behemoth in England, most of the bread is not kosher, it has contained some non-kosher ingredients, and some as far even as animal fat, some recently they removed it a bit, but on the pan they use a lot. Traditionally they used to put animal fat in the bread as well, and some on the non-kosher ingredients. But here we're talking even the bread which is kosher. No, he didn't have it. Do says Bas Shel Kutim, aber in Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, the halacha state, Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, tzurich lizor, a person should try to refrain himself and not to eat. And not to eat only partially soil. Partially soil, it has two possibilities. Either bake the home, they push it up partially soil. If that's not possible, one can go to a goyish bakery and put on the oven. Once you put on the oven, Ashokas Kisem, any movement, anything which in the past Chazal said that if a yid went and done something in the fire, in the from bakery, so maybe the pas ot adin from pas is oil, and then it's a mutter. So as I say, mitshuva, a lot of people who live in villages who don't have, who can't make themselves, and know that the bread is kosher bread, should go and to put mamas a fire on. Where does halacha come from? There's very interesting halacha, because we see the Rishonim mentions that the type of halacha. But the halacha, it's not the mechaber b'emesis. We'll see that it is very, very interesting. The mekor fin the halacha. The Torah brings b'emes rosh. The Torah in Tov Resh Gimel brings the rosh in the last piece of rosh in Rosh Hashanah. The rosh brings Yerushalmi in Shabbos. What the Yerushalmi said like that? Abchir Rabbe mafkid le'rav. Abchir Rabbe used to tell Rav, so we're talking about just by the end of the Tanoim and Moiroim, the Gemor said Rav Tanu Polik, so we're talking much before the Moiroim. If you can eat Betahare, you should eat Cholin Betahare. V'iloi Ochil, and if you can't, V'iloi Ochil Shiva Asyomim Beshate. Eat 7 days a year. That's what Rabbi told to Rav. So, which are the 7 days? The one said, go and eat the 7 days. Which are the 7 days? So the Rav said, Kibalti, She'elu Shiva Yomim, Hem Sheben Rosh Hashanah Le'Yom HaKippurim. The 7 days are between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Why, what the Chesh? Yeah, we know that between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, 7 days. So, the Achronim explain, because Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, it's Yom Tov, and we know that Aloch HaKoyot, Chayv Adam Netar, is Atzmoy Baregel, and according to the Yerushalmi, that every Yom Tov, not only Sholosh Regolim, yeah, even in every Yom Tov, one is a Mechuyot, according Rosh Hashanah included. Or Mimele, if you're Metaris Atzim Baregel, obviously you need to eat Betar, otherwise you, again, you are Metame. So, Yom Kippur, we fasting. So which are the 7 days between? This is Aseret Yimetshuva. As we state in the Achronim, it's a very interesting topic to see if Rosh Hashanah is also a Din Fin Chayim, the Tayyar Atzim Baregel, if not, the Machlok is showing him the Hezber, why a person is Mechuyev L'Tayyar Atzim Baregel, if it is at the Yom Tev, or at the Achilles Kochim. Achilles Kochim was only in Shlesh Regolim, not in the under Yom Tev. But according to the Shita, the Kobane Sound brings, Moshe Shoni, we're talking about even Rosh Hashanah, and Mimele, this is was a Cheshm from 7 days. Zog de Rosh, Al Kenenu Hagu Ba'ashkenaz, Av Oison Che Nizori Mipas Shel Nochim, Kol Hashanah Ba'aseh Simei Atshushu Ve'Nizori. From here, we have the meaning that even people who are not Nizor in Pas Akum, they are also Nizor on Aseret Yimetshuva. Although if in the Yerushalmi. So in the Yerushalmi we see that one should have been makpid more eating chulin betahare. So the Rosh learned from here not to eat Pas and Pas Akum. The question is, are they the two the same things or not? Chulin betahare, yeah, he was, we see some bichal if they had this in betahare, or by pshat is a madrege. It's not issue to eat chulin betume. They said, "Well, madrege to eat chulin betahare." Of pas akum, some machlekes under learning as metonish. You know, allowed to eat pas akum as we bishul akum. No, vibarti was a exere shenatibu yichulim amod boy. Chazal went down and was matir. So the Tashbetz, the Beis Yosef bring the Tashbetz asked the question. Because of the Tashbetz, V'orav Shmuel, Oymer, de lo yidak, de dafki chulim betahare, de liz bihu isu. There's no isu mamash of eating chulim betahare. It's a speciality, the person want to bring himself to Azam Adrege, who letaires atzma, the past goyim, the mishum isu rehu, in ol ba'ani asore. So we know there's an isu. Only it's a mutter if a person don't have bank in alelechem nevadu yichye odom. In this case, if he can refrain himself in the 7 day Aseret Yimetshuva, he should do the same all year round. Because shat nami lo imotzi ochi. Although he fragged the Rav Shmuel, what the Tashbetz brings. What is so special? If one can refrain the Aseret Yimetshuva, he should refrain all year round. Zokter v'enzu tan, the kiven den isur boru, elo tolui beminek, ma'achar shebeshon shu nizer melechol em bedato lizor. It's not because the ma'is, there is a machloike, there is a minek of to allow himself not to eat davke pasakum. In meile, a person can be machmir on himself in the 7 days, and it doesn't look like what Achronim is bay, keilo, it's strange. Memash, is an isu all around. What's the isu dafke in the 7 days? No, because Behemet is a machloikes. And the meaning is to allow the eating of Pasakum all around. But in such an instance where there is a machloikes and there is a meaning to be matir on a Aseret Yimetshuva, there is a mokum la'achmir. Ki bo'isun ha'yomim bilvad, and it's not a neder or a geder mitzvah, one that doesn't need to say bli neder, or mishumukum mitzvah, because the chatchile, they were only mekabel, shelo ne'eser, nivishar yimuis ha'shono, it was only done only for this particular day. Those state lemaise in the Tashbet brings the rope and the Beis Yosef. Comes out from here, Abba Emesis, Avada de Mekor ha'locha, the Torah, bring the Yerushalmi, as Meikir, the Rosh, learns from Chulin Betar. Chulin Betar, we see through a madrege, a certain person Rav Chiya told to Rav, in assessing a tshuva, he should behave himself in a proper way, mamish to be uchulin betarvel especially. Pas akum, Chazal was nogea to us, pas akum is avad, is a machluket, mefir tzach to be meitu, mimeil of them, the shit in the pond scheme, in assessing a tshuva, somebody should be mapi. What is some agav is very interesting, if we know the what says chulin betare? How can you eat chulin betare? When we're talking about abchir in Rav, this was achar churban abayit. So came out says shenishgeven kapor adumim. So mele, how could they were anyway kulon tmei meisim? How could they bichlal eat chulin betare? Tam agav is a very very interesting korban esanel. It's a kabbalah, but korban esanel zog the korban esanel very interesting. Zogte omnen atol svirle shehoyo the last stickle from the common sound of Rosh Hashanah shehoyo loem efer poro kemoy shekosav arizal b'shuchono shebimei amoroim hoyu mishtamshim b'shemes shehoyo loem efer poro letaref atzmo. Bring off in Ari HaKodesh of the tanoim and the amoroim, even später they used to use gewisse shemes kedei to bring the efer poro. We know the Gemara said that so poro is ja, in the poor Adum is given, it's given at Zinzenet, was gelegt in Alium. In Mele, so am gehad, some of them said, so am sich mit Targumen mit Shemes, and they said, mit the Shemes, and they gebrengt, the poor Adum alein. Shali Vizbrin Azor, the Achonim, a lot of Achonim speak about, Bechlal Ha, it was possible, Sidu Azor, Shlishi Ushvi, Sidu Asach Alochef in them. But the poor him, the sound of that, so you do, the Ria Kodosh took the Rav Chaim Vital, in the Kineres, and he talking about on them Tovet given, or them Mazah given, Oiched Azor of them, bring the Bekiris, bring the Tzavot. So, they do Azor Chedakim, but Kuponim, this is the question, how to be Chlal eating Betar. But we see from here, it is answer that, Ahaloch, anything which have, something which have a Shai, that we pass Akum, on one should refrain himself in a Seisim Mitzvah to be Makbid, and to not to be soimech of gewisse kulas. What is the inyan of it? Before we go in to see what we find, the Levush explained the Moed Dikda. V'ayinu shemirosh ha-shon ad yom ha-kippurim kede le'anig atzmoy betahar ve'ilu ha-yomim ve'lizkoy shemishunim le'mal yusuf. This is days kede a person should remember that special. Yoyisem mishanim moiz ha-shon. And a person should know that this is not some day with the boy Shulayn or the game that's so yomi in addition to Shulayn. They are special mal yuse, and we made the person should also present himself moedikai mal yuse. And that's why it should be marked with a certain thing. Now why Chazal, the Rosh talks about only pas akum? Only pas akum, there are no different things which we find in machloikes. So they do in the Gevisa Achoinim explain that pas akum, anything which rather the goy made, dus alein sota ha-shpor, a-tumer, and a person who eats something, a food prepared by a goy, is the mashpi of a person. Chazal were martyr because there was no choice. But rather, lechatchil, a person should refrain and should eat only thing which is done at home. Here we see einzach. Let's try to understand what is negea, certain things, certain items. Baruch Hashem, bread today, all are done in Pas Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, we're not missing Pas Yisrael all year round. To do Baruch Hashem Pas Yisrael, wherever we go, a person can take with them. That means that nothing, Sikim Taseh, Sikim Tshuva, we are Portuguese, we don't have the Ganze Aloch in Shukhanov. In Poskim says, no, Aloch is only an explanation to bring out the things. I want to bring out maybe two or three certain things that it's not easy to all year round. Difficulties, it's not. A other person can be instead do Maram Rotenbach. But I'm going to discuss the noise to understand the machlokes and chotcha says in mitzvah one should be trying to be makbid. And this is the topic of drinks without a hechsher. I don't know if we ever spoke in length in that. I want to bring out this topic, especially in all the juices. First of all, the juices, the drinks, there are two types of drinks. It's what we call soft drinks, and like all type of juices. And then there is what we call nectars. Nectar is really a blend with added water and coloring and flavoring. It's not a real juice. And then we have the drinks, which is really fizzy drinks with all the different color and flavors. But Bahamas, Kimat, none of them have any pure juices in it. So let's try to understand how this is done. Juices are apple juice, orange juice, pineapple, are Bahamas fruit product which comes out. If we take emotional oranges, the orange grows in hot countries like many, Brazil, Florida, Spain, need a lot of juices. Years ago, you used to have quite a lot from antisol and caused the problem of Shemitah about the day, or meat trumosomiasis and so on. But today, juices, instead of taking juice, orange juices, a little bit of grapefruit sometimes does come from antisol. But oranges is the mamishkin, and hardly have seen it for years. We haven't seen it on the market because it's too expensive. And they don't use it, they use different part of the orange. But the juice itself, in the country of origin, when they extract it from the fruit, basically it's they press the orange. There are two methods. One method is either to these two rollers who basically smash the orange or the lemon, and they press it, and the juice comes out. And the other method is what we are used to at home. You slice it in half. And the same thing, the company, they slice it, and the two pieces go around, and they turn, and they press, and the juice come out. It's different method for different type of juice. Now, the juice itself is straightway separated from the pulps and from the juice, and later on, it's re-added. So someone go and buy juice with pulp, without pulp. Most of them are first of all separated, and then they can balance how much pulp to have in the juice when they want to add it, and the pulp is also used for different things as well. So this is usually always straightway separated. The juice is first of all pasteurized, treated like that it doesn't go sour, and it go off, starts fermentation because there's sugar in it, and then it's packed, frozen, aseptic in different way. Usually the company who produce the first, what we call the single strength, the pressed juice, there's no issue in it. The second stage of it is to concentrate the juice, because the juice contains 90% water in it. Now this water is no point to transport water from Brazil to England. First of all, the water here could be better, tastier, softer, not so hard, and so on, and different things. There's no point to start transporting. So what do they do? They concentrate. To concentrate the juice, you need to boil it. The juice, so you're evaporating the water, which is the actual bashafen created into the juice. It gets evaporated, you get a solid liquid, which this is a concentrated juice. When you transport, there's another reason for that is because you don't need refrigeration or anything. Because it's such a high bricks and sugar contained, it doesn't get off, you can transport it easily, ambient temperature, so it's very economical and easy to transport, have a long shelf life of 2-3 years, it's a very easy economical way of handling such a product. When those arrive across the road, across the world, wherever it is, then the companies will take it and blend it. Sometimes they don't like after the taste of a Brazil type of orange, they will blend orange, Florida, Spain, and different things to get the right taste, every company what they want, and they will add water, mix it together, and then they will repasteurize. But once you add water that you need to homogenize to make sure it doesn't separate, and then you need to pasteurize. Pasteurization is a heating system where you bring out the juice to approximately 80, 85 degrees, depending on the type of product. And once it's pasteurized, it is then packed. This is done for orange juice. And the same thing is done for apple juice. Apple juice is also, it's pressed, and once the product is pressed, it then clarification is done. We know there is cloudy apple juice and there is clear apple juice. How did this happen? Because in the apple is a lot of pulps, and this needs to break down and to go through a filtration. To break down those pulps, they use a special enzyme, and through them, they put what we call the filtration aid. They used to use a lot of gelatin in it, which gelatin is basically like a glue. So they put it in the tank with the liquid, the apple juice, and they leave it for a couple of hours or sometimes overnight. And the gelatin slowly will drop to the bottom of the tank, and it's like a magnetic glue, and will drop it all to the bottom. And then they put through a special filtration system. And again, then we have the evaporation system with the concentration system, transportation, blend again with water, and then pasteurization. Where are the shilas coming with the juice? Usually in the transportation and the concentration system in the country of origin, there is no shilas. The enzyme kimat, I would say, today, probably 95% from all the enzymes today are kosher. And the kosher, which is no shilas in it. The gelatin, it is used. I'm not saying some companies do still use certain gelatin, which is a bit hard to find out. But today, mostly, it's used what they call the UF filtration, a special filter, very thin filter, which remove all the parts and all the pieces, so it doesn't, everything is removed. So in the product itself, the choyre himself, it shouldn't be much of a problem. The problem starts in the country where the filling station is. For example, in the UK, the companies, there are quite few companies, they will buy the concentrate, they will make the blend according to the taste and everything, and then they will pasteurize it in a bottle. In this station, what we call a bottling station, they handle different products. Lemoshu, one of the things, is grape juice. They will handle grape juice because the same thing, if you want to make a tropical, one, a lot of tropical contains also grape juice. But even without it, you have 100% grape juice. Today is becoming more and more, I would say it's fashionable, but the going, but us, we use it as a kiddush, but the going, they use it as a lot of sugar alternative, which is a natural product. And they and sometimes for blend. So what happened is, this grape juice is rather also, mainly they use it on the same pasteurization system. So we have a keli here, a pasteurizer, which is used not only for orange juice, at the same time as in a blend. We see maybe in a blend will be easier because kenza is a machlukes, stam yenom is bottled b'shisho or b'mayim or b'shar mashkim davke b'shishim lebanis la'alocha l'chatchi l'zicher shet n'ramo as is bottled davke b'shishim. So very rare we have mam b'shishim, it has happened. When you make definitely what we call a single product, which is grape juice, automatically the kelim became also. Once the kelim become also, we need to kasher the kelim. How do you kasher? You need to boil it to get the richtige achshor, to do halachos in them. To do halachos from number one, you need to have enoy ben yoyim, you need to have 24 hours to leave empty, and then you can kasher it. So you take away the blias of the stam yenom, and mainly the keli become mutter, and then you can start doing it. Problem is, the company don't do it because for them it's only a cleaning system. It's a juice, there's no issue with it, so they will not kasher the keli. There is a cleaning system between, and the shali is if the cleaning system is enough considered to be algolah. So mamish to be algolah, definitely not. Because none of the company are interested to boil no hot water 100 degrees, definitely not 24 hours. But even just argola, there's no point for them. They don't need. If for them is sterilization to remove the taste between the orange. For example, if they make a grape juice and later on they make an orange juice or apple, in apple and orange, pineapple, they need to make something between a wash between to remove the taste. Otherwise, you'll still have a bit of taste in between product. Just need to make a washing system, something which is called a CIP, cleaning in place, which is basically a washing system, sometimes with caustic and sometimes different acids, to remove the taste and the residue in the machinery. But a richtige Achshore one don't have. So we made the second thing is, we find also a lot of companies who handle milk as well. Not always on the same equipment. They used to do a lot of same equipment. And I've seen different companies here and in America who they actually do different milk, milk product, chocolate milk and so on the same product. Especially today came out, we don't see it, but many years ago we used to get the milk bottle by the milkman, what they call the milk float, I think. They used to bring orange juice as well, deliver it home. Where does it appear from? There's a peer, the same, it also was pasteurized, where in the dairy. There was small dairies, we used to make the milk, and they used to, most of them, used to make the pasteurization of oranges. Well, just don't remember, try to think. What happened with the bottle? A day later, we used to put back the bottle outside. What happened to the bottle? A day later, they came back with milk. And and vice versa, then it was used. They were clean between. Actually, the companies had and still have in the small areas, we find it what we call a special dishwasher, specially designed for the bottles. So the bottles get rinsed and washed. So according to some, you can say that even though it was milk, cholav al kominet, the maise, it was properly washed, mamash aklirishin, because you go mamash in the dishwasher, boiling water. They need for, I can't say mamash 100 degrees, but this can be considered maybe in 100 as a klirishin. So if it's not mamash, bala babuas, but chot is mamash in aklirishin, so it was easier. On the akoponim, we see that a lot of them are using the same equipment. Apia aloch lechatchile, a klir which is nishtamesh gibon for dobor also, one is not allowed to do something in it and to be mishtamesh unless it was proper akshor and nish the bliyas don't go away. In the Mimei, this is something which is becoming more and more, I would say, we see it much more often. The problem become much bigger because smaller company get swollen and eaten up by the big giant company. And the big giant company have taken massive line from one side, but they do some multiple product. So they're not going to run only apple, orange, pineapple, tropical, and grape juice and so on. So the problem, Mitzad Echot, it's easier because bigger company have a better cleaning system, but from the other side as well, they have much more multiple product which can be a problem. So we mainly, Zichra, I'm not saying, Sinishdu Kamok, Meken Treffen, Terim, and talk a lot of people rely on it during the year. And but Zichra Lechoyre, in Aseret Simitshuva, is something which one should at least refrain to drink if one can, to use only with a Hechsher, although we know that it's done in Kelim, which has been recashed from Stam Yenom, and we once discussed the issue of a boiler, the hot water boiler, which have also bleas, all the shyness which has been taken care of. And about if we're talking about the drink, the rest of the drinks are also problematic, but quite a long, maybe once we need to discuss a special thing how the on the soft drinks are done. And but I think if we learn like the Aloch and Shekhono bring one morsel of one thing, the past uncle, if we can be mekabel of zich, shet now the poskim, why the Moshe bring up, why the Rosh brings up only one example of past akum, because a person should be mekabel, no, don't be mekabel too much of yourself, otherwise a person will drop, impossible. Person should be mekabel one thing which he can, and this is how he carry on. It's been Chemed Daniel, I think, that a person should be masmid in his Kabbalah, should write it down. If put him mad, even as mekabel. And the mainly akoponim, this is something which we see, the easy shyness in what I'm saying. Say do amokum lohokel from Stodim, Mekenta Tavn, Eterim, Abazicher, Lechoyre, in this, and I say which one should try to refrain. And from here, a person should learn a different thing. Everybody knows that a lot of things are shyness. We're talking about Toiloim, for example, something which is unfortunately very complicated things to do things without Toiloim. And there's always more leniency, various companies, various echsherim, various things. A person of Chodesh Aydar should be capable to take something with good echsherim, people who you can rely on. So we made it not relying so much on a kulas, and to a person would Chodesh be capable in the sense, as a simitshuva, state. In the Achronim, what is the greatest zach in the Kabbalah or such a thing that we saw, the Tashbet and such a thing, because when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam see that Klal Yisrael is mekabel of zich, things which no mechuyev al pidin, yo, as we dig more about the Kazayis, yo, ve'ech lo yeser loem, ve'ech lo yeser oponim shet in the Gemara, v'shan zeh amat vid, oh, then zeh b'kes amozen of Kazayis, not of Kabbet, the Gemara, ve'ech lo yeser oponim, when we see Beit HaLochah, I can't find a way out. Yeah, but in my say still, I'm in makpid, and I'm looking to better the Ribbono Shel Olam. The same thing. Oichet betezum ve'ech lo yeso oponim debshet elfim and mekablan in the retfilas on mezolob magit you and agit gebench you.
Amen.